Hey guys, it's Sean Jameson here, and we've got another edition of the Sex Secrets audio series for you. This month's recording is going to be a little different to the other recordings from the previous months. So we're going to be talking about sex games this month that you can play with your man instead of the specific sex techniques that I normally talk about. So these sex games are really wonderful if you want to spice things up, especially if you find that things are maybe getting a little bit boring in the bedroom. So before we start talking about each of the different games that you can play with your man, I want to talk to you about a few important ground rules that you really need to keep in mind when it comes to playing sex games or playing erotic games with your man. Number one, firstly and most importantly, you both need to be safe and responsible. To prevent things from accidentally getting out of control or one of you getting a little too excited, maybe even taking things too far, you both need to discuss this first. So you need to talk about yours and your man's limits. Basically, you need to talk about how far each of you are willing to go. So maybe you don't like getting tied up, or you don't like the idea of being blindfolded, or you don't like the idea of your feet being touched, or vice versa, maybe your man feels that way. So obviously, you need to respect each other's limits and not step over them, and your man needs to do that as well. You also got to talk about what you're both into. This is important so you don't end up doing something that only one of you enjoy, that only you enjoy and your man doesn't, or only your man enjoys and you don't at all. Now, the crucial thing that you also got to do is use a safe word when playing sex games. It's basically just a word to let your man know that you've had enough and you want him to stop playing the game. So your safe word shouldn't be the word stop or anything similar to it. It should be a word that you wouldn't normally say during sex. So it should be a word like iPhone or maybe blueberry muffin. Okay, now that we have the serious part covered, there are a few other things that you really need to know before I start talking about the sex games. The next is something a lot of students sometimes forget, and that's the fact that these sex games, they're designed to be the spice for your sex life. They're not the main course, they're not the meat of the dish. And maybe you're wondering what I mean by that. So when I say that they're the spice and not the main course, I simply mean that you shouldn't use them every single night. You should use them, you know, as a spice, just a little bit here and a little bit there. So you should try using one or a maximum of two of these sex games a week while trying out a lot of the other tips that I give throughout the Sex Secrets audio series, throughout the Bad Girls Bible website, and throughout the Blowjob Bible. The next thing that I want you to keep in mind when learning these tips is that they're a fantastic way for you and your man to explore what both of you enjoy. So you may find that you like to take a more active or dominant role during sex, or you may find that you prefer to take a more submissive or some more passive role during sex. Or you may even find that you like switching between the two. So my advice in this is to try out all of these different games, see what you enjoy, and then try making your own improvised games on the sex games that I'm talking about here that you enjoy the most. One of the reasons that I like these sex games so much is because exploring your sexuality with an open and a trusting partner, It'll basically help to make your relationship stronger, and it'll help to make sure that your partner is a lot less likely to cheat on you because he's getting satisfied by you and doesn't look elsewhere for it. You'll find that a lot of these sex games involve an element of dominance and submission. The reason is simply because a lot of people enjoy this aspect of sex. If you don't, that's no problem at all, but I would advise listening anyway and then thinking about them and trying them at least once just to see if you like them before you totally give up on the idea. You may actually be surprised to find out that you enjoy quite a few of them. So you may be eager to try out the wildest of these sex games with your man, which is great, it's wonderful, but I would advise that the best option is to slowly build up from the tamer games to the wilder ones. And this is basically to ensure that you slowly and solidly build up a great deal of sexual trust between both of you, so that you both feel comfortable with each other's fantasies, with each other's desires, kinks, and each other's fetishes. The last thing you want to do is be in a relationship with a great guy and then suddenly tell him on the second date that you want him to tie you up and start whipping you. It'll kind of sound like it's coming right out of left field, like it's coming right out of the blue. A much better way is to slowly build up to it, from tame all the way up to wild. So this process you'll find can take just a few weeks or even days, but it can also take a few months depending on how often you see each other, how open you are with each other, and how fast your relationship is progressing. So don't forget these games, they should all be used as a small part of having a great sex life with your man. Learning different sex positions, mastering oral sex, having sex in different places, and learning how to talk dirty, as well as a lot of the other tips that I talk about in the Bad Girls Bible site, they're also important parts of the puzzle when it comes to getting great in bed. So it's a good idea to make sure that you both understand, this is really important now, that you both understand the ground rules of a certain game before you get down to it, before you start playing it. So you have to make sure that if it is a game with a safe word, that you both totally understand the rules and that you totally understand that you got to stop once one of you says the safe word. And one of the best things that you'll find from trying out all these games with your man is that they massively, massively build your sexual confidence. The more of them you try, the more confident you'll get. And in turn, the more you'll actually find that you want to try and expand your horizons even more. Okay, so before getting to the sex games themselves, I want to talk about something I like to call setting the scene. So setting the scene is massively important if you want the sex game to go well, if you want it to be more believable and you want for both of you to get more kind of lost and caught up in it. So just for a minute, imagine your man planned a romantic night for both of you, but he had the lights on really super bright. He had cold 2-day-old pizza for your meal, and he was wearing dirty old clothes and he hadn't washed for the last week and he smelled really bad. It's hardly going to make the night romantic. But what instead if he had only candles lighting and he prepared your favorite meal and he had a glass of wine ready for both of you and he was wearing something you found super sexy and he smelled and looked amazing? It's obviously a lot more romantic. And that's why setting the scene is really important to making your sex games more real and believable so you can both get lost in them. So a few things to keep in mind when setting the scene for great sex with your man is thinking about the lighting. So maybe you could use candles, or maybe you could just use a kind of light or a lamp pointing into the corner of your room, or if you have a dimmer, you could turn the lights down really low. And another thing is the smell. So does your room smell of old socks and BO? Or does it smell of sugar and spice and all things nice? So think about that too. Another thing to think about is what you're wearing. So are you wearing a pair of dungarees and a big old woolly jumper? Or are you wearing something like maybe sexy lingerie or a pair of stilettos? So it's super important to keep these things in mind when setting the scene for any sex game you have in mind for your man. So the things to keep in mind when setting the scene are the lighting. Like I said, candles are almost always the best. Think about the smells. So you could use scented candles, or you could use incense, or maybe even try to spray perfume around the room. Don't forget about how you're dressing. So if you're having a more dominant role during the sex game, are you dressed in a sort of dominant way? Or if you're having a submissive role, are you dressed in a sort of submissive way? Maybe think about using blindfolds. That could help set the scene as well. Or maybe even sex toys, whether it's dildo, a vibrator, a cock ring, or even a butt plug. So that's most of what I want to talk about on setting the scene. Lastly, the last thing I want to say on it is that you might be feeling a combination of sort of nervousness as well as excited about trying one of these games with your man. So if you're really kind of nervous, what you can do if you want to help yourself to relax is try having just a glass of wine, or maybe even a beer if you prefer that. So obviously you don't want to get really drunk and kind of crazy drunk, but having one drink can be a really good idea. Obviously, you know, 10 drinks isn't going to help a whole lot. Okay, so now that I've covered all the important baseline stuff, the introductory stuff, let's get to the fun part. Let's learn some sex games. Now I'm going to start with some of the tamer sex games, as they're a lot easier to introduce to your man. And in general, they're just a lot easier to do. So the first game is called Race to Orgasm Mountain. This is a real fun game, and I know it has a sort of funny name, but to be honest, it's just a really, really great game to play with your man. To set this game up, both you and your man need to be 69ing each other. In other words, you need to be giving your man oral sex, giving him a blowjob, while he's eating you out or giving you cunnilingus. So the aim of the game is to make your man come first before he makes you come. The loser is the person who comes first, while the winner is the person who comes last. It's really easy and it's really straightforward. The fun part is deciding what forfeit the loser has to do. So it could be something like getting the winner breakfast in bed, or it could be something like cooking them their favourite meal. The key is to make it quite lighthearted and fun. So it shouldn't be a serious forfeit, it should be something that's fun. So a great way to keep this game fun and to have an unfair advantage is to make sure to use all of the blowjob techniques that you find in the Blowjob Bible and the blowjob section of the Bad Girls Bible. You can also even try using a vibrator on your man's cock and balls while giving him a handjob or a blowjob at the same time, or even doing something like inserting a butt plug. But remember, he can do the same to you too. He can use sex toys too. Okay, so that's Race to Orgasm Mountain. Pretty simple and pretty fun. Okay, the next game is called Strip Poker. This next game, it's fairly tame compared to the other games, and it's quite lighthearted. It's fun, and to be honest, the real purpose of Strip Poker is to get you and your man both relaxed around each other so that you're more comfortable trying some of the other sex games. So to play, you just need a deck of cards and somewhere private. Now, before you do start playing, I strongly advise that you try some of the things that I suggested earlier in the setting the scene section of this recording. Basically, it's just to help you add to the intimacy of the experience. So try lighting a few candles and maybe turning off some of the lights. Maybe even try, spraying some perfume around. And a big one is to think about wearing some really sexy underwear underneath your clothes. Now, you can use any poker game you like to play strip poker. I always advise that you play 5-card draw poker because it's really easy and it's quick to learn the rules. But it's really up to you and your man what you play. If you don't know how to play poker, then you can try using any other card game like Slapjack or 21. And if for some reason you don't know any other card games, try something like tic-tac-toe with a pen and a piece of paper. Basically, what I'm saying is that you don't necessarily need to play poker. It just needs to be a game where there's a winner and a loser and where each round takes less than a minute or two. So it's relatively quick. If you don't know how to play 5-card poker or Slapjack or 21 or even tic-tac-toe, all you got to do is just Google them and you'll find instructions there. So in strip poker, just to be super clear, the winner of each round, they don't have to do anything, but the loser needs to remove an item of clothing. And then obviously the grand winner is the person with their clothes left on and the loser is the person with no clothes on. This next sex game is called The Washing Experience. And I don't know whether or not to classify this one as a game, but either way, it's something that's really nice to do for your man. And I decided to include it anyway, as it's really nice for him and it's really romantic. Now, it may not be the first thing that you think of when bonding with your man, but it's a really great way. This game is a really great way of getting closer to him. So you might be wondering, how do I wash my man? Well, the funny thing is that it's actually really simple. I always advise people to use a shower instead of a bath, and you'll find the reason why I say this is that you're both standing in a shower and you actually have quite a lot of room to move around, whereas most baths, unless you buy a really big expensive bath or you're in a hot tub, they just don't have a lot of room and they're actually made for one person. So first of all, you need to drag your man into the shower, and this is pretty simple. Just undress yourself in front of him, put on a dressing gown, and then tell him that he's looking a little dirty and could use a shower, and then just start undressing him. Pretty much zero men will resist this. Once he is undressed, put him towards the shower and then just jump in with him. So all you gotta do is lead him towards the shower by grabbing his hand and leading the way. Now, before you do any of this though, make sure that the shower is running and that the water is warm, but that it's not too hot. And once you're both inside, you can start by kissing him a little bit, but you do actually want to wash him as well. So for this, I always advise just using a bar of soap and running it all over his body. Rub it over his back, over his stomach, under his armpits, even over his butt. Basically, just like you do if you were washing yourself. The only different thing that you will do is that you need to slow your movements right down so that they're much more sexy. You don't want to give him a quick wash and then be finished in a minute or two. You want to draw it out and make it really sexy. So it's incredibly simple to do. If you like, you can also use a sponge or a cloth, but I find that you'll find that it's just a little bit easier using a bar of soap and your hands. Then once you're finished washing his body, you can grab the shower head and wash all the soap off. Washing and cleaning your man in the shower, it's incredibly intimate, and a great way to top it all off at the end is to give your man either a hand job or a blow job before you get out of the shower. And if you really want to finish it all off, you can also dry your man too. Now, I know that washing your man, it's not exactly a crazy sex game, but based on the feedback I've gotten from people, I found it to be one of the most effective, sensual and sexy ways to be more intimate with your guy. This next one is called the homemade porno, and it's obviously a little bit more out there. You've probably played with the idea of making your own homemade porno with your man before, and it's an awesome way for a lot of people to live out a fantasy, and it's an awesome way to do something with your man that would be your little secret just shared by the two of you, which is really great for strengthening an already solid relationship. But before you jump ahead and start writing dialogue and planning it, you need one very, very important thing, and that is trust. Nothing is more important. The last thing you want is anyone finding out about you making a porno with your man. These days, if it falls into the wrong hands, it can be uploaded to all these different video sites in a matter of minutes. Okay, so now that I've gotten the big warning out of the way, here is how to make a porno with your man. You're obviously going to need a camera, and on a lot of phones, like say the newest iPhone, the camera is incredible and it shoots really high quality pictures. So that's all you need. If you have an old phone which shoots low quality video, then I'd advise getting a good digital camera instead. So the number one thing to avoid when making your own homemade porno is positioning the camera really far away from the action. It needs to be close enough so that you can see both of you quite clearly and you both take up most of the picture. So don't just leave it on a chest of drawers that's 8 feet away from your bed. Bring it close on a chair or even rest it on the bed frame. And if possible, even consider using a tripod. Now, leaving the light on while having sex is obviously important for visibility, but a much better way to make sure that everything is easy to see is by putting a lamp beside the camera and aiming it right at where the camera is aiming at. This will enhance everything like a lot, and the light will be focused right on the action. So the first time you try making a porno with your man, I advise just using one camera angle. Just set up the camera beside the bed and don't worry about it too much. You can then adjust your body positions in the bed to capture different angles. But as you get more comfortable with it, you can try out other camera techniques. Your man can grab it and he can act as director during sex or when you're giving him a blowjob. Or you can grab it and be the director when he's eating you out or when he's about to blow his load, or even when he's on his back, and you're on top of him. One of the fun things about being the director is that you get to call the shots. In other words, you get to decide what happens. If the camera also has an infrared setting, it means that you can film at night in the dark, and that can be really fun too, to kind of change things up. Then once you're finished, you can use a video editing program on your computer to put the porno together. But please, 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 I can't stress this enough, please remember that trust is the biggest thing when making a homemade porno with your man. You should not at any stage run around and start telling people about it, and he shouldn't either. It needs to remain a secret between the both of you. This next game, it's called the hooker, or it can also be called the gigolo, and it's really, really fantastic. It's hot, it's dirty, and it's really exciting, and it happens outside the house. So if you are playing the hooker, then your man needs to buy a hotel room for the night. He'll be waiting in the hotel room while you're getting ready at home. So you need to change into something really and sexy and naughty. So it could be something like lingerie and heels, or it could be a really short, slinky skirt. Your man then needs to send you a text telling you what room and what floor to go to in the hotel, and he'll be waiting up there in the room. You then need to cover up with a large coat. Something like a trench coat will do just fine, so no one can actually tell what you're wearing underneath it. And then once you're ready, you need to order a taxi to bring you to the hotel. Then just take the elevator up to his room and knock on his door. Then once he opens the door, make sure to open your coat to surprise him with what you're wearing. And obviously, as you're playing the hooker, don't forget to charge for your services. A nice way to reverse this situation is having your man dress up in something sexy and arriving as a gigolo, where he has to service your every need. Okay, so a very similar game that this one, this next game, it's called The Stranger. And basically what your man is going to do is he's going to act as a stranger that you've just anonymously met on a dating site. Now, to add to the fun of this, what I advise you to do is to book a hotel room and get your man to dress up in a way that looks totally unlike how he'd normally dress up. And he'll be playing the stranger while you're waiting for him in the hotel room. Then he comes up to the hotel room, he'll knock on the door, and he'll come in without talking at all. You'll both have sex, and then your man will get dressed and he'll leave without saying a single word. The whole idea is to really get into this one. The more real you can make the whole experience, the hotter it can be for both of you, especially if you find yourself, I don't know, maybe thinking about this kind of scenario yourself. It can be really fun. So you may even want to put an ad up on something like Craigslist or on a dating site for your man to reply to. Just obviously double check to make sure that it really is your man replying to it and it's not some actual stranger. Or you may want to have something, you know, just to check to make sure it's him. You may want to use a secret knock that your man uses on the hotel door before you let him in. This next one is called Heaven and Hell. And Heaven and Hell is a great game to play with your man if you want to make things just kind of fun and a bit more exciting. And if you want one of you to kind of be in control while the other one's in the sort of, the more submissive position. So the whole idea of the game is to contrast heaven and hell. So basically contrast good things with bad things. So start off by having your man maybe lie down on his stomach while you massage him on the back, giving him a nice, gentle massage. Keep it nice and slow and relaxing. Now, while giving him the massage, you then need to start asking him questions. And you need to make the questions quite tough so that he actually gets quite a few of them wrong. And then every time your man gets a question wrong, then it's time for a little punishment, to give him a little hell, which means things like maybe pinching the back of his arms or pinching his earlobes or even smacking him on the butt. Or it could even be something a little tougher, like maybe using a belt to give him a smack. Then after a little bit of punishment, go back to giving him a gentle massage for a minute or two. The key is to gently build up how much pain you inflict on him, while making sure that you never overstep any boundaries or even seriously hurt him. The whole aim of the game is to give your man a little pleasure, but not too much. And if you find out that he's enjoying it too much, or if he's enjoying the massage too much, then obviously he's going to need a little bit of punishment. So this is definitely a game that you first need to discuss with your man before trying it out. And the great thing about it is that you're alternating roles from being really good and really nice to being really harsh and really mean. Obviously, it's playfully mean though. So you're probably wondering what kind of questions you're supposed to ask your man. So here's some you could try. They're pretty tough and he's bound to get quite a few of them wrong. So you could ask him, what day of the week was it when we first met? Was it a Monday? Was it a Friday? Was it a Tuesday or Wednesday? You could ask him, what color was my underwear yesterday? You could ask him, how many days have we been dating for? Now, if you want to make it really fun, then what you can try to do is asking him some questions that don't really have an answer, so you can decide whether his answer is right or wrong. So you could ask him something like, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it fall, does it make a sound? Or what is the sound of one hand clapping? Or how many roads must a man walk down until you can call him a man? So basically, you just got to remember that your questions, they need to stay fun and they can even be a little silly. And obviously, after you are done asking your man questions, then it's going to be his turn to have you lie down in your stomach and become, I suppose, the games master to start asking you questions and maybe making them tough for you too. Okay, guys, that was Heaven and Hell. This next sex game is called The Empress and the Slave. And the whole idea behind it is that your man is going to be at your beck and call for an hour or even a whole day or however long you guys want to play the game for. And if he performs well, you'll obviously need to reward him. While if he performs poorly at the game, he has to get punished. So you could give him maybe a spanking or something similar. So you could start the day by telling your man that he needs to make you breakfast in bed. If he does a good job, then you can reward him by giving him maybe something like a 30-second hand job or a blow job. But obviously, don't allow him to come just yet. He still has more work to do. Then afterwards, you might feel like commanding him to rub your feet and to give you a foot massage. And if he does a good job at that, you could reward him by kissing him for a bit or by giving him a slightly longer hand job this time. Then after that, you might feel like a back massage. Obviously, tell him to give you one, and then when you've had enough, you can again reward him. But make sure just to give him only a small reward. Other orders that you can give your man include things like doing the laundry or vacuuming the house or going down on you and performing cunnilingus or whatever you really desire. Now, if he fails at any of these tasks you give him, then it's obviously time for punishment. You can slap his ass or you can spank him or you can just verbally chastise him. But if you want to take it a step further, you could tie him up to the bed and flog him or pinch his nipples or even whip him if that's kind of something you guys like to do. It's up to you what punishment you feel suits. Just make sure first that you use a safe word if you are doing anything more intense though. The first few times you play the empress and the slave with your man, it's quite important that you're fairly tame and that you slowly build up to a situation where you're both really enjoying what you're doing and you're really comfortable with it. So you could start off by simply asking your man to do something like give you a foot massage and then, you know, giving him a hand job or even just kissing him afterwards if he does a good job. Then slowly building it up to a point where you could play the game maybe for the entire day from morning to night, and whereas, you know, reward could be something like sex or his punishment could be getting flogged. But don't forget the idea too about switching roles and maybe your man becoming the emperor and you becoming the slave and you serving him. So if you like, you know, think about changing the roles where he commands you and you have to do his bidding. Okay, I hope you liked all the sex games, guys, especially that last one, the empress and the slave. That's it for this month's edition of the Sex Secrets audio series. I hope you enjoy trying out these sex games with your man.